Authorities have begun to allow boat traffic through a stretch of the Mississippi River that was closed while authorities searched for three people who went missing when two barge towing vessels collided. The Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate says the U.S. Coast Guard began permitting one boat at a time to travel between Destrehan and Hanville this morning, even as the search for the three missing mariners continued. The Coast Guard says the two vessels collided Sunday morning near Luling. The towing vessel, R.C. Krepel, sank and three crew members were missing. The Louisiana Supreme Court began hearing arguments today to review the sentence of a man serving life in prison for selling $30 of marijuana, Betsy Shepard reports.
Army veteran Derek Harris is serving life without parole for selling less than a gram of marijuana to an undercover police officer in 2008. Prosecutors secured a life sentence because Harris had prior convictions. Under Louisiana's habitual offender statute, prosecutors can impose severe prison terms against repeat offenders, even for nonviolent crimes. Public defender Danny Engelberg says the habitual offender law allows for punishments that are grossly disproportionate to the crimes committed.
One of the things that we see from this case in particular is the need for reform for our repeat offender laws, and that how much it takes the discretion away from a judge whose job it is to figure out the appropriate sentence and puts it in the hands of prosecutors.
The Louisiana Supreme Court heard arguments to determine if Harris should get a new sentencing hearing. Harris's attorneys argued that he did not get adequate counsel from his court-appointed lawyer, who failed to appeal the excessive sentence. They say Harris committed minor crimes because of drug addiction and mental health problems resulting from his time in combat. The prosecution asked the high court to uphold Harris's life sentence because it is mandated under the habitual offender statute. In New Orleans, I'm Betsy Shepard.
Louisiana's 2019 I Voted sticker has won a national award for originality and creativity from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. The sticker was created by Cajun artist Tony Bernard of Lafayette. It featured a pelican wearing a crown centered in a rendition of the state seal. Voters received the sticker when they cast ballots in the October 12th primary and November 16th runoff elections. Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin says his agency spent $18,000 for the more than 3 million stickers distributed at polling places. Ardoin says his agency is considering Louisiana artists to produce a new sticker for this year's presidential election. Police say a man and an innocent bicyclist have died in a drag racing crash. 57-year-old Latimore Brock and 56-year-old Christopher Brock were racing Saturday evening in Baton Rouge. The two are brothers. Police say Christopher Brock crashed into the driver's side of Latimore Brock's vehicle. Both cars veered off the road, hitting a utility pole, 24-year-old Deondrick Rudd, who was on a bicycle, and then a tree. Both Rudd and Christopher Brock were pronounced dead at the scene. Latimore Brock has been charged with vehicular homicide and other charges. It's unclear whether he had an attorney who could speak for him. Susan Finch, an award-winning reporter who developed a tough but fair reputation during nearly 40 years in New Orleans journalism, died Saturday. The Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate, reported she was 74. Finch's career included 37 years at the States Item and the Times-Picayune, where she won multiple local and national awards, including two Pulitzer Prizes given to the Times-Picayune staff for coverage of Hurricane Katrina and its aftermath. Starting today, you can submit your 2019 state and federal tax returns. Federal taxes are due April 15th, and state taxes are due May 15th. New Orleans CPA Jerry Schreiber says his number one tip for filers every year is organizing your tax information either for yourself or for your preparer.
Have the information separated according to income and deductions, and what primarily would be a guide generally would be the previous year's income tax returns.
Schreiber says, unlike last year, there are no major changes with this year's forms. Lawmakers have begun to file bills for the 2020 regular session that starts in March, and there are two pieces of legislation that attempt to tackle the state's sky-high auto insurance rates. Slidell Senator Sharon Hewitt has authored a bill that allows the civil court system to take into account whether the plaintiff was wearing a seatbelt.
We want to make sure we're doing everything we can to reduce cost and lower premiums. And so there'll be some other tort reform bills that are going to be proposed in the legislature this year.
Hewitt is hopeful her legislation can pass out of a House chamber that's nearly two-thirds Republican.